Well, there's one news story that has kind of grabbed everybody's attention here. The first part of our Friday, U.S. Representative Mike Rogers of our 8th District here in East Lansing says he will not seek re-election after his term ends this year. He made the announcement official on a Detroit radio station. He says he's been invited regularly to talk about national security issues on TV and radio, and he says he'll serve out the end of his term, and then he plans to launch a national radio program on the Cumulus network. Here to respond and to discuss this very sudden decision and quite unexpected development, Bill Ballinger, the veteran political journalist and member of the staff of Inside Michigan Politics. Bill, good to see you.
My pleasure, Mark.
What do you make of this?
A shocker.
Yeah.
Nobody saw this coming. The incumbent congressman didn't exactly give what's known as a heads up to members of his own party with a filing deadline less than a month away, April 22nd. Not very much time for anybody thinking about trying to replace Mike Rogers to make up his or her mind about whether they want to run, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. This seat is not an overwhelmingly Republican seat. It's only about, I'd say, a 54% Republican-based seat. I think as long as Mike Rogers was in it, probably it was impregnable. I don't think the Democrats could have beaten Mike Rogers. But with Mike Rogers gone, there's a possibility that a Democrat could steal this seat. So I think it's a race that's going to be really fascinating to watch this year, however it turns out.
Does the Michigan Republican Party, do you believe the Republican Party has a short list at this point of people prepared to enter the race?
Well, I don't think the Republican Party is a monolithic entity like the chairman of the party or the state party organization. They don't have, some kind of determining say. It's not that hierarchical. I think there are a bunch of individual Republicans out there scrambling around right now trying to figure out, do I want to run? How quickly can I get organized?
And they would. Who comes to mind?
Well, they would include people like State Senator Jim Marlowe. Now, that is going to be an unfamiliar name to people in the Lansing area. Joe Hewn, who is the state senator in Livingston County, his district comes over, I think, into Ingham, or at least the new district that he has, will. There is Mike Bishop, we shouldn't forget, who is the former Senate Majority Leader, who has just taken a new job with a credit card company as legal counsel. He may not choose to get into it for that, but he's from Oakland County. Let me just mention, Mark, one thing. People here in the Lansing area, because we're the state capital and we're redolent with politics here, tend to think of ourselves as the center of the universe, but we're not. In this district, the plurality of the population is not in Ingham County or in Livingston County. It's in Oakland County.
Okay.
So both the Democratic and the Republican nominee conceivably could come from Oakland County, not from Ingham.
How much of an opportunity is this for Democrats?
I think it is a good opportunity. Now, this year doesn't look like a particularly good year for Democrats. That's one thing the Republicans have going for them, plus the fact that this district is marginally Republican. But I think there is a possibility that if the Democrats field the right candidate, and there isn't too much acrimony spilling over from a Democratic primary, and the Republicans perhaps don't have a very strong nominee, that the Democrats could steal it.
Along those lines, I was just handed a sheet of paper here. Our producer, Joe Lindstroth, just got off the phone with Barb Byram, the Ingham County Clerk, and she says she has heard from many family and friends who have been encouraging her to run, and Barb Byram says she's going to take a very close look at running.
Sounds to me, Mark, like she might be in. Now, as I understand
not it, the first Byram to run for the 8th congressional
Well, that's district. Interesting because her mother, Diane, lost the closest race in the entire United States in the year 2000 to Mike Rogers, a handful of votes, a couple of hundred votes at most. And Mike Rogers has been there for 14 years. Diane Byram has gone on to success not only in the legislature but in a political consulting public relations business. But her daughter, Barb, has served in the state house for three terms, is now the Ingham County clerk, and so she's a natural heritor of her mother's political mantle, and she would be a strong Democratic nominee. She could run in the middle of her four-year term as clerk, and even if she lost, she'd still be Ingham County clerk.
Keeping in mind the importance of Oakland County here, though, what about Democrats further into southeast Michigan?
Yeah, well, possibly, I don't know where all these Oakland County Democrats live over there, because Oakland County is divided up between several congressional districts.
Right.
Lisa Brown, the county clerk over there, who at one point was a colleague of Barb Byram in the State House of Representatives, she's the Oakland County clerk. She might be a possibility. Andy Meisner is the county treasurer. These are all people who live in Oakland County, but where they are with respect to this district, I'm not totally sure. But the Democrats have become stronger in Oakland County over the last few years. They're starting to win countywide offices over there. And Oakland County has a plurality of the population in this district.
Could this lead to a contentious primary or two?
It could. And some people are conjecturing that it could leave a lot of blood on the floor in either or both sides of the political spectrum, Republican and Democrat, depending on who runs.
We'll repeat that we just, current state producer Joe Lindstroth just got off the phone with Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. She says she is going to take a very close look at running. MERS News also quotes East Lansing State Representative Sam Singh this morning, words to the effect that he will not rule anything out, or words very, very close to that. Somebody else here joked today, which Byram do you think is going to throw their hat in the ring?
Well, the bottom line is the name is Byram, and so there's high name ID right off the bat. I mean, when you stop and think of Barb and her mother, between them, they have served for 25 years.
Now, do they face challenges in southeast Michigan, though? You pointed out the advantage of the advantage somebody from Oakland County might have. Do they face a disadvantage trying to make an inroad in south, further?
Well,
in
they could if somebody of prominence emerges as a candidate from Oakland County, but we don't know that that's going to be the case. If there's somebody with as high name ID as Barb Byram has here in Ingham running from Oakland County, that would be a big challenge. So even though Barb Byram would probably clean up here in Ingham County, the battleground would be Livingston between the two behemoths, Oakland and Ingham, and then how well can Barb do in Oakland County, and how well would the Oakland County candidate do over here in Ingham? And I'm talking about a Democratic primary. I'm not even talking about the general election.
We'll also point out Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero issued the following statement this morning regarding Congressman Rogers' announcement he'll not seek re-election in the 8th. Quote, "While I have fundamental political differences with Congressman Rogers, I want to be among the first to thank him for his service to our state and nation. I also want to make it clear that I continue to deeply appreciate the trust and confidence placed in me by the citizens of Lansing as their mayor over the past 9 years. At this time, I intend to continue serving the people of Lansing and doing everything I can to drive the manufacturing resurgence that is creating new jobs and renewed prosperity for citizens on Main Street here in Michigan and across America." So there we go. We have heard from
Sounds like from he may be waiting for a draft. Like, if people come beating on my door, I might succumb and run, but otherwise I'm content with being mayor of Lansing. By the way, he and Mike Rogers are co-alumni of Adrian College. They knew each other back in college, and they're kind of buddies.
Do you think Congressman Rogers would have gotten out if this created too strong an opportunity for Democrats?
That is a really good question. I mean, I think it is rather questionable that Mike Rogers would wait so near to the filing deadline to drop this bombshell. And it isn't as strongly a Republican seat as a lot of people seem to believe it is. It's only about a 54% Republican-based seat. But I think that Mike Rogers felt, you know, he's got limited number of years left in his prime income earning capacity. He has probably a golden opportunity to go on national talk radio, and he's done a very good job as a TV spokesman on intelligence, representing the U.S. House in the last year or two. He's picked up a lot of followers, and I think he felt it was time to, I hate to say this somewhat crassly, cash in and call it a day and start out on a new career. So, and he could come back into politics.
Well, that was
point.
My next question. Yeah. Could this actually be a prelude to a run for yeah. even higher office?
Well, I think, first of all, he would have to make this transition official. He would have to get up to speed on Cumulus. He would have to develop a reputation, maybe even spread his reputation on talk radio. Maybe he'd get into a lot of these Sunday talk shows in Washington that we see on Sunday morning. And maybe at some point he might decide, I'll come back and maybe run for U.S. Senate in Michigan, maybe run for governor with even more statewide prominence than he has now. And let's face it, even though here in this area we know Mike Rogers, and he's got a high profile here because he served in this area so many years, statewide he is not well known at all. He does not have high name ID. And this is one thing that could project him into higher name ID, potentially taking this radio gig, than if he remained in Congress indefinitely or until a time he decided, I want to run for the Senate or governor, and he would find, I've got a big, steep hill to climb to get my name ID up to the point where I can beat candidates from Southeast Michigan, the Detroit area, or anywhere else that are going to be much bigger names.
Bill, we want to thank you. We hijacked you fresh out of the off-the-record studio here to join us here this morning to talk about this. Appreciate it a lot.
My pleasure,
Bill
Mark.
Ballinger of Inside Michigan Politics. It's Current State.